This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Trump is once again labeling the impeachment inquiry a scam and witch hunt. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
President Trump says the impeachment inquiry is driving his poll numbers higher. He also admits it makes it harder to do his job.
A lot of people said very few people could handle it. I sort of thrive on it. You know why? Because it's so important.
The investigation rolls on this week. Staff and lawmakers from the three House committees directly involved in the inquiry hear from Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, who has become a key figure in the probe. Marie Yovanovitch, former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, recalled from her post early, will be speaking with staffers and committee members on Friday. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Iraqi President Barham Saleh is condemning attacks on anti-government protesters and media after a week of demonstrations and related clashes left more than 100 people dead and 6,000 wounded. He called those committing the violence criminals and enemies and used a televised address Monday to call for a halt to the escalation. The military admitted earlier on Monday to using excessive force in confronting protesters in the Sadr City neighborhood of Baghdad. The government took the step of removing security forces from the area and handing over patrols to police. Officials also pledged to hold accountable any member of the security forces who acted wrongly. The protests in Baghdad and in several southern Iraqi cities grew from demands for jobs and improved city services to now calls to end corruption in the oil-rich country. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam says the democracy movement is no longer peaceful, and she was asked if Chinese intervention was a possible response.
I cannot tell you categorically now how, under what circumstances, that we will do extra things, including your inquiry about calling on the central government to help, which of course is provided for under the basic law. At this point in time, I still strongly feel that we should find the solutions ourselves.
Lam said she would carefully assess whether to institute more measures under the emergency law she invoked last week to criminalize wearing face masks in Hong Kong. Lam said it's too early to say whether the law is effective. The decision served to fuel more anger among protesters, with tens of thousands of people turning out for new demonstrations in defiance of the face mask ban. Just 2 days after taking a fall, former U.S. Vice President Jimmy Carter was back at work. Carter was working at a Habitat for Humanity event in Nashville, Tennessee on Monday when he spoke about the fall, which happened at his home in Georgia the day before.
Well, I feel good. I broke my hip a few months ago, and I've been in rehab since then. And yesterday I fell down and hurt my forehead. And got a black eye, but I'm doing well. I feel good enough to build houses.
Carter is the longest-living U.S. president, celebrating his 95th birthday just a week ago. Some newborn babies are being moved out of the state of Pennsylvania, a hospital there where a bacterial infection has infected a number of infants and three of them have died. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn picks up the story.
Some newborn babies are being moved out of a Pennsylvania hospital where a bacterial infection has infected a number of infants, and three of them have died. Doctors at Geisinger Medical Center in Danville, Pennsylvania, are racing to determine the source of a waterborne germ. It's linked to infections in eight babies in the neonatal intensive care unit, and three have died. Now the hospital's moving some preemies and expectant mothers to other facilities while it looks for the source of the Pseudomonas bacteria. Since the cultures from water and surfaces in the NICU are all negative, the hospital has changed its chlorination and filtration procedures until it can find the source of the germ. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. utility giant Pacific Gas and Electric said it may be forced to cut power to most of Northern California later this week in order to prevent wildfires. PG&E's power line sparked a blaze that destroyed thousands of buildings and killed 85 people and ravaged the town of Paradise last year. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.